Blog Talk Radio. November 24th, 2014, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host, and I'll just say happy Thanksgiving to you right now and happy Monday. Happy Thanksgiving, happy Monday. It's a great day, and I simply love Thanksgiving week. I can smell turkey and dressing in the air. Yes, I can, as we speak. Yummy, yummy, yum, yum. I'm looking forward to it. And I bet you can smell it, too. I just love Thanksgiving feasts. You eat all day, and then you don't eat for a week trying to get your body back together. At least that's what happens to me. But it is sure a lot of fun while it is going on. All that food and all that gratitude all in one day. It's a great combination for a great day. And I hope yours is just simply wonderful. Well, I've got a wonderful show here for you. Sandy Athey joins me again for The Power in You. And we'll continue our chat from last week on your work, your career, your success. Last week, we talked about making your way into 2015 with perhaps a new or at least a renewed idea and purpose about what you would like most to be doing. And so today, we'll talk about the power in you to make that choice, because that is all it rides on. That's what it takes, making the choice and moving in that direction. So we'll get started if you're ready. You ready? I'm ready. Sandy, are you ready?
Oh, I'm always ready to be on the show with you, Miss Silver Ray. How are you today?
I'm ready. I'm ready for Thanksgiving, too.
Oh, it is. It's such a nice time of year. I love your description of the smells. Yeah, the smells of Thanksgiving. Oh, the turkey and the dressing and the pies. Oh, I love the pies.
Yeah. Get your imagination going, and you're getting hungry already for it, right? Well, we had a great conversation last week, didn't we, Sandy?
We really did. Yeah, that was
yeah.
great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just
very
a quick little, quick little reminder of a couple of main points that we did cover as we move into what we're going to be talking about today. We talked about particularly tackling those fears, because when we talk about work, career, and success, a lot of people have dreams and aspirations, and sometimes they hesitate or procrastinate, and a lot of it really is based on fear. So we talked about some of the ways to get past and over that. We also talked about leaping over internal obstacles, and again, that had a lot to do with why we don't go ahead and what's stopping us and all of that. And then seeing and believing in what you want to be doing the most. So we'll today look at actually taking some action and moving in the direction of what individuals may be thinking of as far as an idea, an inspiration, or their purpose in going into 2015. And we're trying to help people right now get a real good jump start on it, because we'll often wait until the 31st and then start thinking about what we want to do. And, you know, then the year rolls in and we've got that idea, and statistics tell us that those goals quickly fade within the first couple of weeks. So we're getting people prepped and primed and ready to make that progress and make that giant leap into 2015, not getting ready at the end of the year, but being ready to go into 2015. So one of the first things that I wrote down, I absolutely love quotes, and they often have, of course, such a richer meaning. And so one of the first ones, I don't know if you remember Marva Collins, but she was a legendary educator in Chicago. One of her quotes was, "Success doesn't come to you. You got to go get it." So one of the first things I wrote down in regard to career, work, and success is make the choice. You really got to make the choice to go after whatever it is that you want. And she used that to inspire many a young people in the direction of their hopes and dreams. So what would you say about making the choice and the critical aspect of that when you want to do something new and different?
You know, it's really interesting that you bring that up, Silver Ray, because I was a little inspired by Steve Jobs, which is not, you know, he started Apple Computer back in the 80s. And he's not someone that I know too well, and I say I use IBM products, Microsoft products, so it's not something that's usually in my realm of reality. And it just kind of struck me. I saw a show about him the other day, but what really struck me was that he was, back in the 60s, he was considered a hippie. You know what I mean? He was considered that fringe guy that, you know, had the long hair and did the yoga or whatever it was. But what I found very interesting was that he married that with technology. And I find that really interesting. And he kept his faith in himself the entire time. But he also stayed true to who he was as a person, which I think is what we're speaking to today, is that keeping the integrity of who you are and not having to change yourself and be confident in yourself going forward, no matter what you're doing. Because if you can marry the hippie lifestyle with the high technology and Wall Street, then I think anything is possible, because those two worlds you wouldn't think go together. And that's what I feel to bring to the audience today, is that you don't have to meld yourself into something else just to fit in or just to do what you think you're supposed to. Be who you are and have that confidence in yourself, and then create from that foundation. Create from that space.
I think that is really very powerful, what you just said, Sandy, for a couple of reasons. Oftentimes, and I've seen it happen more times than not, and I know you have too, people make career and work choices based on what they have maybe been brought up and convinced to do, because of that's what the family did, or that's what dad was doing or mom was doing. And not that there's anything wrong with that, because that often does, I guess, maybe resonate, maybe not. But I know I've talked to adults who really would have gone into a different area had that not been kind of fed to them. But I know parents do that because they're looking at the success and, you know, in a different way as a child is growing up. They're just trying to help them stay focused on doing something productive. However, you know, many adults, all grown up, you know, you're feeling like you could be doing something else, and that's when, or should be doing something else, and that's when being true to who you are really does play a huge role in making perhaps a more dynamic decision about where the rest of your life is going to be, where you're going to land. So I think that is important to do, and we talked about this a couple of minutes before the show, being reflective, do some inner reflection about what is that really? What, who am I, and who am I best at being? What am I best at being? And look, ask yourself those questions as you look at possible choices, or maybe your decision isn't based on any of that. Maybe it's just solely based on making more money, and you know that there's an area where there is a lot of money to be made, and you want to develop the talent and skill for going into those particular areas. So it really isn't just a lightweight discussion that you have with yourself, but even being true to yourself may be, I just like making a lot of money and I want to do that. But yeah, that's a very powerful way to make a choice in this particular area that we're talking about, making that decision. And then something I mentioned last week was making a plan to go along with it, at least a short-term plan into your longer-term plan about how to move into that direction. I know often people will say jump blindly into, you know, the future, and that sometimes works, but sometimes it doesn't.
Well, I think you have to be flexible. You know, you have your plan, but then, you know, you can take little detours here or there as the opportunities present themselves, and to really be aware of the opportunities and recognize them when they come to you. And I think that recognition is important. Sometimes we don't recognize an opportunity. We might recognize if someone called us and said, we're going to give you $1 million if you do this job. Now that we would know, but the conversations and the respect everyone that you're in conversation with, because you don't know what connection you may make at that point. It could be in the nail salon. Maybe you're sitting next to someone getting their nails done, having a lovely conversation. Ask some questions and inquire. If you're actively looking for maybe another job, or you're looking for work, or you're looking for customers, be interactive as you go throughout your day, and respectful mm-hmm. and recognizing everyone you come in contact with, because the contacts are really the best way to move things forward. What do they say, Silver Ray? You know, it's not what you know, it's who you know, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, what you just said actually takes us very much into the second point that I have. First is make that choice. Make your move to open the doors that you want to have open. Sometimes we, you know, think that the doors are just going to open, and some do, but make your move to open those doors. Another one of the quotes that comes to mind is, you create your own opportunities by making, you know, your move in the direction of where you want to go. So sometimes you have to make the move to open the door. You've got to, just like you said, you might be in a conversation with somebody any place. You might bump into an individual or find that you're in a location or a setting where this is an opportunity to talk to someone or make some conversation, and you do take advantage of that. And,
you just are
very often surprised at, you know, what doors do open once you open your mouth. It's amazing. And so...
And ask a lot of questions. Ask a lot of questions and engage with people in all walks of life. You never know where it will take you.
It's true. And you said another important thing I want to bring out, and that is, we can't take any situation where we are with people for granted, because you never really know who that individual is. Could be standing inside the coffee shop. You could be in the grocery store line. You could be at the bookstore. You could be anywhere and start up a conversation that leads to your bigger and better, or your new and your different. And you know, I know I'm one of those people that just isn't hesitant to, you know, start making conversation, but some people are. But I want to encourage you to say hello or good morning to someone is the easiest way to open the door to a conversation, and to say something, oh, you know, I was just admiring your haircut, or, you know, your shoes, or Have, what have you heard about that book you're buying? You know, you just start a conversation in general and not be hesitant to do that. And if you happen to have just tried to do that with somebody who's looking at you like, why are you talking to me? Then you just kind of politely smile and stop talking if they don't acknowledge that you're making conversation. You don't feel embarrassed or say to yourself, I'm never going to do that again. That person just, you know, you wasn't on the same page with you, but don't let that stop you from, again, maximizing those connections that may often feel short and insignificant. They can be some very powerful moments if you know how to utilize them, and you know immediately once you have engaged and said good morning or hi or complimented them or asked the question, you'll know if there's a dynamic. I met someone just a few weeks ago, and just I bet you it was a 15-second conversation, maybe 30 at the most. It quickly exchanged cards and have been in touch. You just don't know, but you do have
to realize
that.
That's another thing. That's another thing. You have to have, make sure you have a business card with you at all times, or a card, something to so that they can get in contact with you, whether it be your phone and you exchange numbers or a business card, but make sure you have something with you to take information and to give information.
Right. And another thing to keep in mind for making your move and opening those doors is to email companies or organizations or whoever it is you're interested in. And I'm not talking about the type going online and applying for a job. Sometimes you'd be surprised. So a lot of companies have in their contact us many of their company department and who's leading them, and their email addresses or their phone numbers are there, and you can get direct access to them to introduce yourself and to email them. And 9 times out of 10, when I've done that, it's been well received. Sometimes it's not, and, you know, I have to bow out kind of gracefully and, you know, politely and professionally. But that's a good way, too, to kind of segue past. And they'll tell you, oh, well, it's great talking to you. You know, please go online and, you know, apply for that job, and then we'll talk again. You'd be surprised at how what can happen if you just try to think a little bit more out of the box about how you're going about trying to get what you want to get. Done to open up a door. And once the little door is open, a little crack, you know, you keep working on opening it up a little bit more, and you'll be, again, surprised at what you're able to achieve when you try that. So don't be afraid to make phone calls, emails, contact people. My theory, and you know this too, is people can, well, they're either going to say yes or no. And when they say no, and, you know, sometimes believe it, sometimes you still have to follow up and follow your gut about certain things. But don't hesitate not to make a move because of what you think is going to happen. See what happens, and then you can make some better decisions about it. The third thing, excuse me, that I have is make it happen. You gave a quote last week from Walt Disney, and one of the things he says that I found is, if you can dream it, you can do it. So if it's in your head and heart, it can happen. It really can. So you make it happen. What are your thoughts on that, Sandy?
Oh, my gosh. And that takes me – you know what? Who comes to mind is Jim Carrey. And we all know how successful Jim Carrey is and how funny he is. You know, he lived in a car for a while, and he wrote himself a check for $1 million. And or actually, I think it was $16 million. And he kept holding on to it, and he said, I know I'm going to be in a movie, and they're going to pay me $16 million. And, you know, that happened. He was paid $16 million for one of his movies.
Mm-hmm.
And he always believed it. Yeah, he always knew that he was going to do it, and he believed in himself. And that also goes along with Walt Disney and Steve Jobs and these people that have kind of been popping up in my consciousness lately. They were very true to their vision, and they were very true to themselves, and they believed in themselves and their talent. Jim Carrey believed in his talent. Steve Jobs believed in the computer. He believed, he started out of a garage. and went from his garage to being a millionaire within a couple of days because he literally, because he believed in what he was doing. And that, I think, is a big thing for making it happen today, is believe mm-hmm. in what you're doing. Believe in yourself and know that it can happen. And that belief,
right.
that underlying belief while you're emailing someone and while you're talking to them and having that confidence, and that's really what business is all about, is confidence. And that structure of respect with each other, and it just takes off from there. The universe will always support that. So mm-hmm. be true to your vision and what you know to be true for yourself and your product or your service, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. That's very good. So the action has to be a part of it, of the belief, but that is the belief in itself, manifesting itself when you do what you know you need to do. And there was something very visionary about what Jim Carrey did and what many others do. I've heard very similar stories. And I guess you really understand, again, when I say it's in your head and in your, if it's in your head and in your heart, then make it happen. And we don't want to, by any stretch of the imagination, say that there was no effort in or talent or gifts in between just writing a check and who Jim Carrey is, because we know that he is a talented guy and he was represented by an agency and all kinds of other things were in place, of course, for all of those dynamics and variables to line up the way that they should. But the power of the belief was what put all of that together to make something so magnificent occur. But what you have said, Sandy, so well, and that is that we have that same ability with our own gifts and talents to cause that creation to manifest in our own lives in very wonderful ways as well.
And you're absolutely right. You must create that structure, too, as mm-hmm. we were saying, to talk to the people, to have things in place. And he did have an agency, but that's probably because he called and said, I want to be your client. And they find him. So, you know,
well, you know, there's another saying that it takes 20 years to become an overnight success. He didn't just start working when that had happened.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
20
true.
Years to become an overnight success. So there's more to the story than that, because most actors will tell you that they've been around for a long, long time. And then once they get that high visibility, people just think they're new at it.
Mm-hmm.
But either way you cut it, it's an incredible story. That's for sure.
It is.
The last thing I want to have us focus on is make getting there your promise to yourself and your priority. Make getting there your promise to yourself and your priority. Don't stop until you're where you want to be. That's important. You know, sometimes along the way we will face those obstacles. We'll see various things that will feel like negativity. There are often naysayers who just don't get you and wonder why you're wanting to do something that's so dreamlike or so lofty or seemingly so impossible. But you know, again, going back to what your first thought was, Sandy, about being true to who you are, you know, and you're the one who needs to understand your journey and your path and your choice better than anybody. Everybody won't be necessarily cheering you on, but there will be some people in your corner, and go with the ones who are very positive about you and who do see and who have confidence in you and who are willing to be your cheerleaders. But don't stop until you're where you want to be. Certainly there are things that can interrupt or cause a delay and things like that, but that does not mean that we're still not headed in the direction of who we are and what we really want.
Oh, that's so true. That's so true. You just keep focused and straight ahead, looking straight ahead at your goal, and you'll get there. You'll get there.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So I just want to go over again some of our points that we have covered in the last two two editions now of Foxology Today. Last week, again, we started out talking about tackling the fears that may keep us from, again, going into a new direction or at least renewing our purpose and ideas or dreams. And we talked about leaping over the internal obstacles, all that hesitation and unbelief that we sometimes have to deal with too, and sometimes feeling like we're not supported, but, you know, learning how to build our own confidence about what it is we want to do, and then actually seeing and believing what we want, really grabbing hold of that vision and realizing that it can become a reality. And then today we talked about going ahead and making that choice. You know, just decide that you are going to do it. You're going to give it your best shot. You do have to go and get it, and then make the move. Make those doors open for yourself. Write to people, talk to people, email people, question people, and look for the answers that you want, that you know are, again, are helping to carve that pathway. And then making it happen, you know, if it's in your head, in your heart, you can make it happen. Of course, it's going to take some rolling up your sleeves, and it's going to take you being in your own race and all of that stuff and all those motivational things that you've heard before. But, yeah, that's a part of it, but you can make it happen. Just ask anybody who's become quite successful or who has been able to manifest their dream. It takes a little work, but you know, when you love what you do, we said this last week, it doesn't feel like work at all. And then don't stop till you get there. Make a promise to yourself that you're going to do it and make it your priority to get there. And I think with those things, I'm going to say thank you to our guest today, Sandy Athey, for making such a wonderful contribution to the show, sharing her thoughts and ideas and her intuitive specialty on how we feel about ourselves and things we want to do and accomplish. So thank you very much, Sandy. Sandy will
thank
be joining
you so much
me
for
again.
Having me.
You are so, so very welcome here. We'll continue with parts 5 and 6 during the holiday season next month. We'll be talking about going into 2015, talking about health and personal care and well-being going into the new year. Some things you've heard, maybe some that you haven't, but either way, we're going to offer you some inspiration and motivation in that direction as well. If you'd like to hear more about Sandy and what she does or utilize her services, Sandy, tell them how to get to you.
Oh, thank you so much. You can reach me on the internet in a variety of ways. My website is sandyathey.net. Sandy spelled with an I. It's sandyathey.net. You can also reach me on all the social media, of course, Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and all of those fun things. And my office number, I do the old-fashioned thing, too. You can call my office at 410-747-6510. And I want to thank you for having me, and it's really been a pleasure. Safe journeys, everyone.
Thank you so much. Yes. And I want to say once again, Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. I just want you to be happy every day. So if you can work that out, work on that, please do so. It's a good thing. Thank you so much for being a Foxology listener. And again, I'm going to ask that you share what I'm doing with your friends on social media and your family on social media. I'm always working on bringing you some type of positive, powerful messaging that's going to empower you and educate you and motivate you to be a better you. So with that being said, I'm going to wish you the most amazing day, and I'll look forward to talking to you again next time. Be blessed.